New Millennium Audio presents
A Day at the Zoo by Mary Sheldon. Lizzie was six, with 42 freckles. She figured that meant she had gotten 7 freckles every year. She also had curly brown hair and a tiny Yorkshire Terrier named Petunia. She had a lot of other things, too, but these were the best. Lizzie lived in a little town called Peterborough. Peterborough was a very pleasant town. It had a city square with a fountain, a park with baseball games, and a library with a story hour. But Lizzie thought it was the dullest place on earth. "It doesn't have anything exciting," she always complained. "No earthquakes, no dinosaur bones, and no zoo." As long as Lizzie could remember, she had wanted to go to a zoo. She had dreamed of seeing lions and gorillas and especially koalas. But the nearest zoo was in Abbotsville, and that was 2 hours away. Her parents had always promised they would take her one day, but it had never worked out. The first time she had gotten a fever the night before and had been too sick to go. The second time, her father had had an important business meeting come up. And the third time, it had rained. On the day this story starts, it was also raining. Lizzie and Eric were in Lizzie's living room. Eric lived next door. He was Lizzie's best friend, even though he was only 5.